Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
It is a 7:06 on this Wednesday, May 20th. Glad you're with us.
Yeah.
Listen, more people are texting and sending us messages about the parking lot all the way through Benton going to Little Rock. Someone says, have to do something with the interchange at Bass Pro. I don't know what caused it or what, but I feel for all you.
What is that problem
I feel for all you folks.
Traffic's really bad over there.
It is a bad, you know, even with the increased lanes,
you know what, because more often than not, depending on what time I leave my house to go to Boudreaux's, which was a fantastic time last night, thanks to everybody that came out. Saw Blake Butler for the first time in a long time. I hope to see him again real soon, maybe grab a bite to eat. But there's always, when there's a problem on... you can start seeing it backing up with the Shackelford exit. You start looking at brake lights up there, up to the Cantrell exit or Rodney Parham exit. You know you might be in trouble. And then when there's an issue, even with that fourth lane that they give you on that 430 River Bridge, man, it could be a cluster freak when that happens. But that Bass Pro thing, again, what is that issue? I think a veteran of that area probably takes the service road and goes around the other way, even on normal times.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't drive it enough, so I can't comment on it. But I sure do pity you folks that have to do that. But we hope that you're enjoying your ride listening to us.
Craig O'Neill coming up here shortly, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Let's quickly review. We got today, you got the Razorbacks playing at 4:30. Maybe a weather issue. They're playing Tennessee. Whose coach is another protege of Dave Van Horn. I think the coach only stayed there like a year, but he was under Van Horn, just like Vitello was. So anyway, that's at least it's supposed to start at 4:30. We'll see. The Trojans also play today in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. I don't know about UAPB, but this is tournament time, and everybody's getting ready for, obviously, to try to see what they can do as far as hosting regionals and all that. So 4:30 today, that means Randy's off. Randy doesn't have any show because pregame starts at 4, I would guess, right?
More time to rescue dogs.
It is National Rescue Dog Day today.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Also, the Razorback golf team. That's with John Daly's son, who was the leader yesterday. Shot a 69 and 2-under for Arkansas. They're in fifth place. They got to be the top five to advance to the Nationals. Arkansas State's third in their regional. Good job. They're in the top five. And then Trojans are 11 in their regional, 11th, and UAPB, I think, is 14th. Think of, these are all national regionals, so all four teams are doing that, which is pretty spectacular. You had the amazing comeback last night, the Knicks. I turned off the game with almost exactly 7 minutes to go. They were down by 22, and I said, well, this one's over. No need to waste any more time. I look at the paper today, I go, what?
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was a heck of a comeback. And Christian, I'm sure you watched every minute of it, right? You stayed
of course.
Yeah,
and
of
then
course.
Going away in overtime. You know?
Yeah, but just beat the dog out of them in overtime, yeah. Oh, I failed to mention UCA did win in their ASUN Conference baseball tournament, so they advance and continue to play. The other thing was Nashville is going to host a Super Bowl in 2030. Good for them. That's outstanding. Is that the closest Super Bowl? No, Dallas is a little bit closer.
Dallas,
right?
Dallas.
But you know what?
Final.
When we talk about them being, for weather purposes, domes, there was a snowstorm that snarled traffic.
Yeah, Dallas.
During that time.
Sure did. Coming up shortly, we'll visit with, I mentioned Craig, Ski Lawrence, Mr. New York, a great character. On the Rock and Roll Breakfast, we'll be stopping by a little bit later.
We got to get Phil on at some point, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I've been so busy. I got to looking at the deal, and I think it was one of those things. I think his thing, I don't know if it was mandatory for him to do all the shows or just, you know, if he can get on. He's starting the full show with, obviously, Justin this week. But, yeah, I heard him yesterday on Drive Time, so maybe we can get it squeeze him on today.
What time you want him, I'll text him.
Yeah, give me a chance to take a look at that. Okay. Craig, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good morning.
I brought a printed copy of the second edition of my novel.
Okay, you've changed the name to Smarty Stick.
The Smarty Stick.
You just keep changing the name.
But
don't
this
you?
This one I think works even better.
Okay, why the Smarty Sick?
I can't go into
okay, whenever.
But
okay,
I would like to read at some point. I know you always have a packed show.
Yeah,
you've got all these people wanting to get on. But at some point in the next 45 minutes,
we got time.
I would like to read the premise, just the premise.
Okay, what's funny is that remember the name he was going to call it, Roger? You remember the other name he was going to call it? It was a Nolan Richardson reference, right?
No,
it was Cal.
Cal said in a press conference, but I realized, you know, I'm just being too nice to Cal. I'm just wanting to honor him.
Okay, that's what it is.
So this is the Smarty Stick works a whole lot better.
Yeah, I bet you it has to do with Smarty Jones.
Well, it's the name.
Okay.
Is inspired
right,
by Smarty.
Okay. Well, hang tight. We'll do that.
All right,
Roger. You're at. Remind everybody.
Pops Lounge tonight.
Comedy night over there.
Comedy night at Pops Lounge. It's Mr. Kennedy.
And there's more of you. There's more of you at comedy night. Just not the entertainers they bring in, but you do a little.
You do.
Opening joke.
You do.
Already?
You have to do that. Yes, and then it could change on the drive down. Anything's possible.
Who you see in the audience?
100%. 100%. I know I'll let everybody know about all the fantastic goings on at Oaklawn and all that, but yeah, we'll have a comedy night tonight. We've got three comics. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
Five bucks. It's nothing.
$5 gets you a theater seat, Craig. Now, if you want to sit at a table, it's $10.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've told people that come to me and hang out with us at Mainline Sports Bar for trivia.
Hmm.
You meet me there around 6, I'll get you in the door.
Look at you.
All right, listen, I'm throwing my weight around right there. Listen, get in there. I'll save you $5, and then we'll get you. But anyway,
well,
that's tonight, Pop Flower.
And speaking of comedy, I don't know if you saw the anniversary today, Roger. I'm sure Craig would appreciate this, and I'd love to see Craig's opinion on it. It was on this day in 2015.
Hmm.
After 33 years and 6,028 episodes.
Letterman?
That's right. The Late Show with David Letterman ended his late night TV career. I didn't know that 2015, I thought he ended it way before that.
But it's been a decade already. Wow.
Where does he rank for you, Craig, in terms of...
Well, it's really interesting. When he got over to... I never really bought into Letterman.
You were more of a
I liked him okay, but I was a Carson guy. But when he came over to Channel 11 and was on when I, you know, right after the 10 o'clock news, he became part of our inventory.
That's right.
So
right.
I got...
Let me ask you this, Gregory, and I understand, you know, because I am not any of the guys that do late night now. I would have gravitated first to Kimmel, because I remember him beforehand. Uh-huh. It's all changed.
The man
now.
Show.
It's all changed. Exactly. Right. It's all changed now. And then I wasn't a big Fallon fan on Saturday Night Live for whatever reason. I just wasn't. It's not a bad thing. It just wasn't for me. But I was a Letterman. But I was a Carson guy too. Now you weren't, because I didn't compare them to each other. I thought Carson was what he did, and then Letterman came on later.
Right.
So I mean, but are you of that generation?
Well, you were saying too. It changed for you is when you were saying because you they were part of your inventory. It changed your
and opinion. Changed my whole perception, and I began to appreciate what he did. And,
yeah, but you didn't
and
you,
laughed out loud.
Well, there was no choice, is what I. You didn't have a choice because they weren't on at the same time.
No.
It was a different thing.
And Letterman was. Was over
well, we were Carson
CBS
guys too.
Because Letterman went to CBS because he didn't get the Carson slot.
I liked Conan. I thought Conan. I liked Conan's comedy. He was fantastic when he was a writer at Saturday Night Live.
Conan was my favorite, which I didn't get to see Carson.
It was different once those guys came. I mean, and Letterman probably changed a lot of what we think of late night.
Did Conan have the dog with the smoking cigar?
Oh yeah,
What was
his name? Dog.
What is it?
Triumph.
Triumph. Because funny you said that because I noticed that also today, I think, was something to do. What was the name? It was, 37 years ago in 1989 on Saturday Night Live, this character debuted. Tootsies, the driving cat. Remember Tootsies, the drive. Tootsies, the driving cat.
Samantha and I
was
still use that word Tootsies.
It's so good. The other thing I want to bring up, Craig, is you're a music guy, the guy that also talks like a cat. Did you hear how old Cher is today?
She's got to be in her 80s.
She's 80. She hits 80.
She's 80.
She's 80.
Wow.
And Chris is right. I think she's had a hit in like 5 decades.
I'm pretty sure she has.
Yeah.
Like a number one hit, rather, in 5 decades.
Mm.
This was the one that was in the 90s. Turn back time.
Mm-hmm. I remember in the early 60s.
Remember this one? It's not crackling. I think that's... did a couple like that. First, she had Gypsies Trampin' Thieves.
Yeah, because she's Native American, right?
Mm-hmm. Her mother, born in Arkansas.
I didn't know what her role name is. What is her real name?
Oh, listen to this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My mother's people were ashamed of me.
The Indians said that I was white by law. White by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. White man said that.
You know, she had Dark Lady. Remember Dark Lady?
Yeah.
You had that one, and that you go, I Got You, Babe, which was obviously.
That's the one that, yeah, put him on the map.
Yeah, this was a massive hit. Also, what was the movie? Groundhog Day. That goes on. Yeah. She was beautiful and had great pipes.
I guess the last thing Rogers, I saw her in was in a fantastic movie.
Moonstruck.
No, it was.
Silkwood?
No.
Mask?
No.
Witches of Eastwood?
Chicago?
No.
Moonstruck?
No.
Burlesque.
Burlesque.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You two are the actors.
Yes, we are. Craig, we are the
actors. Yeah, I said you two are the actors.
Yes,
I thought she was a pretty good little actress. Don't you?
Oh, she was very good.
Absolutely. Was she up for Academy
of
Moonstruck?
She won the Academy Award, I believe.
Did she win it for Moonstruck?
I think she won, yeah. I don't know about best, if it was supporting or not.
The other is Joe Cocker's birthday today. We thought he was, a few months back, I think I thought he was playing at Simmons Bank Arena. I said that. And Michael Marion had to let me know that was not the case.
He's not with us anymore, is he?
No, he's not. That was my problem. By the way, Michael Marion.
Who's that old man at the door?
Hey, Ski, come on in.
Hey, look at that guy.
Ski from New York.
Come this way, Craig.
Actually,
come around the outside. Hey,
folks,
buddy. Good to see you, man.
Don't fall for the dialect. He's from Conway, and he puts it on.
You are so beautiful. To me.
Up Where We Belong. That was also in the movie. Grab my headset over there.
I like this. Was that an officer and a gentleman?
Yes.
Scanning through the background.
And of course,
can you smell the funk on that?
Oh, my God.
What's his face did such a great imitation of him. Belushi. Belushi was such a. And then, of course, now we know. Justin Moore does the does a cover every concert. What
That's
is it? Which
so
one?
Isn't it?
No, no,
it's not?
No. Is it
Little Help from My Friends?
Little Help from
My
Friends.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Michael Marion chiming in here. We had a Cher at the arena twice. She was very great. Yeah, I saw her. She
Samantha
and
I went there. I think Cindy Lauper.
Yeah,
was there with her at
you
the
know
time.
He always talks about trucks. I remember she brought in about 50 trucks. And
wow,
I give her credit.
She changed a lot.
Michael says Marion says she was very gracious. By the way, Michael said, I heard the British cuisine is Indian food. That's probably true over in London.
Yeah, they have good curry and stuff, I've heard, at least.
Well, we've had haggis.
Now, this song, this was also the song for the TV show, right?
Yeah.
It was
what would you do if
man,
I sang
that's a powerful deal.
Gosh, that brings tears to my
would
eyes.
You stand
and his presentation was different, right?
Oh
the
God.
Way he would.
He was seeing a tie-dyed t-shirt.
Yeah. He was like he was
like cramping up.
But I'm telling you, Belushi.
Like he had prostate problems.
Might be.
But Belushi nailed him on Saturday Night Live. I mean, wow. I thought
it'd been a flip.
Yeah, I thought it was. Ski Lawrence joined us.
Hey,
pull the mic. Pull the mic up there.
How you doing,
Ski?
That mic.
How you doing, everybody?
Right, everybody.
How you doing? How you doing?
Craig, did you hear Ski's moved to Alabama?
Sorry.
Baymanette.
Roll Tide.
Oh, wow.
You better hush it over there, big boy. You better not be doing that.
That sounds so natural.
You tell your wife.
Nobody's going to pick that out up at Walmart.
You better be supporting those hogs down in Alabama.
There's a noose out there.
Yeah, did you know that, did you went back when he was doing the...
I was the first one to put him on, wasn't I?
Oh, you
Thank
I did not
you.
Know. Wow.
I didn't know that,
know that either.
Yes.
You didn't
yes.
Tommy
and
then he left?
Wait a minute. You're doing two shows. You're doing Tommy and Craig.
No, I put him on and then Tommy
stole
and made him a star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you know the rest
Well,
of the
Well,
story.
He paid me.
We didn't mention it, Craig, yesterday because we were talking about the best stories you remember about what happened with Ski. Well, Big Dave could do a great Ski imitation, and
yes,
so Ski was working at what's the name of the golf course?
It was that British looking course out there in East Little Rock. And anyway, so he started acting like he was skiing and started calling out the members instead of what did they call them, Roger? They
rednecks,
yeah, booger eaters.
Ski goes into work and the guy says you're fired.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, he says he's fired.
Yeah, he did.
You can't be running your mouth like that. And Ski goes, I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
and it was Big Dave that was just
That is funny. But as far as Tommy, when I was at the Excelsior Hotel, and with four girls, and I have a fur coat on, a black hat, and leather pants.
Yeah, that's called a pimp.
Yeah. And he walks up to me and he goes, you're not from here, are you? And I went, no crap.
That's how you first ran across Tommy. The other thing, Craig, is that I lived, I was the first person, barely beat him, but I live in the Tough Knot, and he was my next door neighbor at the Tough Knot.
Yeah.
Little did I know at the time, Roger was a regular guest on the fourth floor. on the fourth floor. You said it yesterday. I had no idea that Roger was going to see the man.
Picking up stuff for Tommy.
Going to see Dude, he and
Craig,
Tommy.
I was picking up stuff for Tommy.
I understand.
But you know what?
You were
Statue of Limitations is over.
You were a mule.
Yeah, I was a mule.
You were a mule.
I was a mule.
And proud of it.
I was a mule.
It was
at that time that I understood what cut meant.
And he tripped over my nice Christmas tree a couple of times in my place.
And didn't you one time too, Ski? Didn't you? Weren't you the host of Lionel Richie or something? Didn't you? Weren't you the host of Lionel Richie?
No, I drove him for 3 days while he was in town.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway, Ski was my next door neighbor for how many years, Ski? I can't remember. Yeah, I still love that place.
10 years?
Craig, when we were down there, there was nothing in the River Market other than that Tough Knot building.
Not even a four-way stop.
There was hardly anything down there. Of course, then you hear the Clinton Library's coming in, that place explodes. Boom. Yeah, and then you can't see now. But it was one of my favorite places to live. I love that vibe down there. You know, a lot of people have said some negative things about that. North Little Rock's getting some good vibe. I hope the Little Rock will come back because that's such a great area down there. By the way, you got the Pulaski County Fair. We need to get Susan. We need to get Susan on, too.
Where's the Pulaski County Fair?
It's on the, right there on the river on the North Little Rock side. You know the big white wall?
I didn't know we had a fair.
It is.
Been here, how many years? How many long have you lived here?
That's why you're on with us. That's why you're on with us. Stan Jackson, who's Mr. Organizing and crowd control
the producer.
Guy. Yeah. So Stan and apparently Stan, I think, and Susan are do this every year, and they have all the rides right there on the riverbank. And
well, you remember when I managed the Pinnacle Lounge.
Yes.
Where's that at? Was that up
that
in
was at the top of the Excelsior?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I managed that for a couple of years.
Now, are you like a farmer now? Are you a farmer down in Alabama?
Yeah, I got an acre of land. I live in a 300-square-foot tiny home.
This is his southern. This is his southern accent, right?
And we have another camper that we use for guests and my wife.
You live in a tiny home. You really live in a tiny home?
Yeah.
Okay.
We bought one of those 36-foot toy haulers and created a tiny home out of it.
Wow.
Craig, before we go to break,
your story just gets more bizarre.
We'll come back. So, we're getting big news here because Craig is getting, he's actually sharing something from his upcoming book.
Yes, I'm going to read the premise.
What's it called?
The premise.
This
is what's on the back cover when you're thinking about buying a book.
I'm sorry.
It's the plot.
I thought it was an introduction.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It's the main plot of the story.
Hey, today is also National Rescue Dog Day, and so we've been asking folks to send pictures of the rescue dogs, and we'll hit some of those when we come back. It's National Streaming Day. What service do you stream the most? Roger will be at Pop's Lounge tonight.
Pop's Lounge. Inside, wonderful. 24/7
smoke-free Oakland Racing Casino Resort.
7 o'clock. Also, too, we have Joe Nichols coming up, presented by our new sponsor, Powers Truck Parts and Service.
Dude,
how about Joe? I've been sending you some good stuff on Joe Nichols.
Well, but exactly. You go down that rabbit hole and you see it.
He's country.
He's country and western.
Yeah.
He's country and western.
I think Roger's having a man crush.
There was.
I do have a man. I cannot watch any video of Joe Nichols with khakis on.
Roger.
I won't do it.
Roger, have you ever done stand-up yet?
He's doing it now.
Oh, so. He's doing it.
A little bit.
He's the MC, but he's also,
When you're the MC.
When I first met Roger, the first thing I said to him, I want to manage you. We need to get a 15-minute stand-up, but we just never got
it. Oh, my gosh. The second thing he said to me, you know what it was?
What?
Hey, this is your line.
This is your line. Oh, my gosh. This is your line.
And from that point on, it was 10 years later.
Whoa.
Yeah, I care.
I just remember that I went to Conway to see you perform.
Oh, yeah.
I always laughed at that. Oh, that was the funniest thing ever. You had fun with it. It was not the greatest environment for a stand-up.
It was like a coffee shop at night. I blacked out.
I forgot. I went to that. How about that?
Where was it?
It was, I don't know.
It was a convenience store.
In the parking lot.
We'll come back and hear a little bit from Craig O'Neill's future book. And we got Ski Lawrence, Mr. New York. Famous character on radio for many, many years.
Maybe Tommy will call in. Maybe Tommy.
I texted him.
Crawford, big day.
I texted him earlier this morning to let him know he's going to be on.
Oh, God, right. Crawford.
He had changed a bit. Don't go away. 7:26.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers home game got postponed last night due to weather, so they'll play two tonight. The first game will start at 5:05, and the second game will follow shortly after. Coverage for the games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. Day 2 of the SEC tournament gets underway at 9:30 today, as Mississippi State will take on Missouri. Following that game will be Florida facing Vanderbilt. Then in the afternoon slate, Arkansas will be taking on Tennessee at 4:30 as the Volunteers beat the Gamecocks 11-6 last night. Tate McGuire will be on the mound for the Hogs. Coverage for that game can be heard on the Buzz. TV coverage will be on the SEC Network. And in the final game of the day, following the conclusion of the Arkansas game, Auburn will take on LSU. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Small rain chance today. 20% chance of a shower, mostly cloudy at a high of 79. Still a 20% chance of a rain shower tonight, down to 64. Tomorrow, up to 77 degrees, mostly cloudy and a 20% chance of a shower. But then the rain chance will go up Thursday night and into Friday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May Sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios, Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a bae needs something to keep you cool.
Come on, here we go. Come on.
I know sometimes a bae needs something to keep you cool.
Come on.
Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you.
Crank it up, Christian.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Stop it, Dubo.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
All right, 7:32 on this hump day, May 20th.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're with us.
Get it.
All flavors and push-ups.
Razorbacks play at 4:30 today. That means no double R if the weather holds off there in Hoover. I think there's going to be rain. Roger, the last time we were there, I think it
did.
Rained a ton there.
Did,
and
yeah.
So anyway, so that's they're playing today. The Trojans are playing today. I think UAVV may be playing. And you
why?
Got all four golf tournaments. You're all golf teams, rather. Arkansas, Arkansas State, UAPB, and UC. Let's see. Arkansas State, UAPB, ULR, and U of A are all in the golf championships, the regional, that is.
Remind me again, why do we have a SEC baseball tournament?
Yeah, it's. I think for these ones on the outside looking in, trying to enhance, just getting invited.
Same reason.
Because you're right. It really, for anybody at the top, you know, 6 or 10, you really don't. Yeah, yeah.
Just send out your kids that haven't played.
Yeah, will the Razorbacks host a regional? You know, obviously, Roger, tomorrow we're going to have Ella McDowell on for the Razorbacks because they play Friday at 11 o'clock.
That's
so if you don't get, listen, if you don't have tickets, get up there and take your daughter, who's a softball player, if they are, whether it be youngster or high school, whatever, and watch them. They're playing Friday, Saturday, and then hopefully that'll be it, win the two and go to the World Series. Special guest, Ski Lawrence, is hanging out with us today, Mr. New York. I didn't know there was a connection with Craig. I thought it was just Tommy.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Yeah.
No. If you're Ski Lawrence, you've got a connection with everybody.
Matter of fact, somebody said, Bo Beavis said, I coached American Legion Baseball in Lone Oak 30 years ago, and Mr. New York used to umpire our games.
That's right.
I forgot you were an umpire.
About that, too.
And then I went pro for 6 years.
What a great person to argue with, balls and strikes.
No,
hey, we're up.
Well, baseball today is terrible. When you have to have a certain amount of seconds to throw a pitch, and now you tap your hat.
Well, no, that starts today. That started yesterday with the SEC tournament. The first time they've done it with the SEC, where you the ABC, where they you
when
tap,
they check,
challenge you challenge, and they apparently they had 13 of those yesterday, and I think 12 or 13 were they overturned.
It's the AI AI strike zone or whatever.
Yeah, the strike zone.
Now they're keeping stats on umpires. How often they're right.
Yeah, hey, that's exactly right. Also, too, this is from Lieutenant Bobby Brown, Arkansas State Police.
Bobby Brown!
Said, at approximately 5 a.m., we had a tractor-trailer overturn and block the interstate around the 124 mile marker on I-30 eastbound.
We have one lane open, and we should have two lanes open soon. Clinic will take a couple more hours. Yeah, they said everybody's around there. It's a parking lot.
Well,
so it's a mess. You know,
I guess that's one good thing to say, that I was on that road at 4:30 this morning, so
yeah.
I beat that. That's terrible.
And also, somebody said we get by with a little help from my friends is actually not a Joe Cocker song, Craig. Who is it?
Yeah. It's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles song.
Yeah. So Justin
Moore, who sings that song, is not a big fan of the Beatles, but he actually plays that song, and it really is a big hit with his audience.
Make me understand something? Somebody said they're graduating in the eighth grade today or tomorrow.
Well, some graduations now are gone. Right. Have gone down to junior high level. Yeah.
Speaking of eighth grade.
Yeah, that's what Craig reads to kids in the eighth grade.
Well, this eighth book grade. I've written.
Okay, so here we go. So this
is aimed at eighth graders.
So this is
a middle school book.
We're getting a tease here from Craig O'Neill's new book. Okay.
You ready?
And the name. Do we need to have music behind this?
No.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, tell me something you want. What do you think would fit?
Huh?
What would fit behind it?
I don't know. Let me read it.
Okay, here we go.
Here he's anxious.
You may have an idea after you read it.
Yes,
I'll read it. The Smarty Stick. A 13-year-old on the verge of his eighth grade year suffers from the low self-esteem brought on by his parents' bitter divorce. But when he looks to keep his life from falling apart by becoming a football star, he encounters a football wizard who teaches him a lesson in front of 72,000 people that will stay with him forever.
Now, wait a minute. I thought this was
also known as the Craig O'Neill story.
Uh-huh.
So this is about you.
Well, it's got some elements of me, of my life,
Now, one more time. Really, do this again. One more time.
One more time?
Yeah. What kind of music do we have? Remember the Titans? Remember the Titans?
Well, it's kind of Harry Potter meets the Titans.
Okay, maybe Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Harry Potter music.
One more time.
It's a football fantasy.
Okay, here we go.
A 13-year-old on the verge of his eighth grade year suffers from the low self-esteem brought on by his parents' bitter divorce. But when he looks to keep his life from falling apart by becoming a football star, he encounters a football wizard who teaches him a lesson in front of 72,000 people that will stay with him forever.
Wow. Oh, I like the music, Roger. Music. This is perfect.
Tonight it's very clear.
Yeah.
Now read it again.
For those who, I think if he's talking, I don't know if it'll work as well. But wait a minute. You've been writing this book, and it's
about a year,
all your life experiences, and that's
not all of them.
A lot of them.
Some of them
are still pending.
I'm dredging up some things from my junior high football career.
So somebody reads that on the back cover.
That's the premise. Yeah, that you want. Yeah. And it pretty much puts the book all out there and hoping that will bring in someone who wants to read it.
It's what you ask Christian to do on every one of our tweets. You want him to put something that's going to bite you so that you will finish reading it. That's what that is.
And in today's world of hero worship and big-time celebrities and kids who are worried about, or not worried, but they concentrate on likes and being accepted on social media and being a superstar.
I know what that feeling was.
Yeah. This book.
See, I had no idea.
All of that out there.
I thought this was going to be like an autobiography,
No, it's not an autobiography. But I'll give you one little tidbit that is me.
Give it to us.
#tidbit.
The nickname for our main character. He plays football. He goes out for football for the first time ever in the eighth grade.
Is it time? Is it Ski?
He's not in there, but I could put him in there.
Anyway,
he goes out for football and gets the nickname Truck and Trailer, which was my nickname at Pulaski Heights in junior high football.
Okay, so I've been confused here. I thought you were writing a book about your career.
And I did. That's already been written. But this
is that out?
This is a novel. Oh, no.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you got two books going.
I've written two books in retirement.
Okay. Well, we haven't even got the first one.
No. Well, we're going to have the Ski Lawrence story. That'll be the third one.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
number three.
Every chapter is a different place he's lived.
How far into this have you
This is the second version of the, I'm working on the third.
So you basically have written it. It's done.
Yeah.
You're just tweaking it.
And I've already brought it out and given it to several people who love to read and write and get
And they love it.
Great binder.
It's called Smarty Sticks.
The Smarty Stick.
Stick.
It could be a beginning of a movie.
Someone says, where did Craig go to junior high? Someone asked.
Pulaski Heights Junior High.
Okay, and someone says, who is the football wizard Craig O'Neill was referring to? Can't give that information.
Well, I can. The football wizard is... No, I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
There is a football wizard that evolves in the book, that comes to the front in the book, but that it doesn't start out that
okay.
way.
Okay. I'm tracking now. I'm tracking with you.
Thank you. It's designed for eighth graders.
When is this coming out?
I don't know.
I
got to do the third
Craig
version.
Craig is the only guy who writes a book and then doesn't get it out. It's done. But,
I wanted to get your reaction to the premise. That's okay. The only reason I read the
premise.
Yeah,
well, now that I understand now.
Does
okay.
it make you want to read the book, Ski? Does it make you want to take it back to Alabama? And
oh, yeah.
Here.
only because what you were reading, probably a lot of people that were listening, they... realize one time in their lives something like that happened.
Now, it's not the Razorbacks that are mentioned novel.
No.
I changed the name. They're the Rhinos.
Yeah.
The Arkansas Rhinos, which was a minor league football
I remember that.
Team,
yeah, I remember them.
But I chose the Rhinos because I didn't want to get into trademark problems.
I got you. Look at you. Well, we're excited for you, Craig. You read to kids and you're writing to kids.
I can't wait to get this one out on the show.
Someone says here, who were the coaches at Pulaski Heights at the time?
George Haney and Coach Cross.
Okay, there you go. Let's see here. The power is out. None of the traffic lights are working. I presume that's in the area that's in trouble. Here's one that says, we should put Justin Moore and Mr. New York together and let them talk about umpires. Justin Moore is not a big, neither is my father. Not a big fan of umpire, and Justin will heckle and get after. It's well documented. The referees and umpires don't care for Justin Moore.
No,
all in this state, and we've got. This is actually a clip of me. He didn't know I was filming him, yelling at the umpire.
I can't find the
basketball referees at his game,
right.
His daughter's game rather, in Poen. And he gets after the referees.
I
and
love
so
it.
What did you throw anybody out back in the day? Would you try to talk?
No.
First
of all, you don't turn around when you
ignore them.
Yeah. You ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, because once you turn around.
Walt Coleman, the famous Tuck Rule Coleman, who was a fixture on this show during football season. He's great about that. He said, man, you cannot let anybody get to you. You just let it go in one ear and out the other.
That's another book.
And of course, that's easier said than done on the the pro level. You know, high school is a little bit tougher.
You know what happened? The minor leagues went on strike 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I when I was here and I was doing base umpiring here, I got a call up from the AAA league, I went on.
Can you give us like a you're out or a strike or anything?
Yeah,
the way
I
want to
hear.
Yeah,
I want to hear.
Okay.
Here's the pitch.
Strike one.
Oh wow!
Authoritative.
Wow, that wasn't just a strike one. Say it one more time.
Strike one.
Wow, there's a way you said the word strike.
Yeah, and then I don't like a subtle
umpire. Yeah, I don't want to know.
That's outstanding.
I like that.
If it's a third strike, you're out.
Ooh. Wow, and you see the little arm movement there.
Man.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And the 6 months that we worked on it. We got a complimentary, so I go to any minor league baseball anywhere in the country.
Still?
Yeah. Here it is. This is Justin yelling at the referees. Here we go.
You're all terrible. Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
It keeps going. There's
that's
more.
Few, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he goes on for like 5 minutes doing that.
Wow.
It's against the law now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's against the law.
The late Bill Valentine told me he would always try to have a pregame meal of onions or garlic.
Oh, my
gosh.
So if
somebody got in his face, they would regret it.
Let me tell you about Bill. When I umpired for him during the strike and stuff.
Okay, you did that?
He once came into our locker room. Without knocking, and I said to him, who the hell are you to come into our room? He goes, I'm Bill Valentine. I run this place. I said, not while I'm here.
Whoa, hey.
You don't confront Bill Valentine.
He was one of the great characters in the history of this state in terms of...
wonderful.
You know, of course, he was a professional umpire himself.
Yep.
His greatest story, I don't know, Craig, if you ever heard it. We've got the clip. I know there's no way Roger can find that. It'd be impossible, but... where he talked about he called the Major League Baseball office or whoever run the AAA whatever and said, I'm tired of the umpires throwing out the balls when they get scuffed. He said he was complaining how much money he was having to spend.
You know,
he got 30 blanking. He was cussing 30 blanking balls I got every game because these stupid umpires.
Tom, we're in between games of the doubleheader.
Here it is.
Jason Sparling, I guess that's his name.
Good job, Rod.
Worked the plate for the second time tonight. Pete had to go over there and get the ball bag. He threw out in a 6.5 inning game, 46 baseballs. You heard me correctly. Nearly 4 dozen. 46 baseballs. The last time he worked a plate here, he threw out 38 baseballs. So in two games working here, he has thrown out 84 baseballs in a 8.5 inning game. And a 6.5 inning game.
He's counting.
We have just went through them with me. We're sending 37 of these balls back and putting them in the ball bag. They do not have a damn spot on them. They might have been rubbed up a little hard by those guys. There's not a black mark on them. There's not a tear on them. There's not a damn thing wrong with them. And he threw out 46 baseballs in 6.5 innings. I'm going to tell you something. That's great. I mean... I started with 6 dozen, thank God, because it was a doubleheader. Or we would not have had a baseball if we'd been playing a 9-inning game. Now somebody's got to get that jackass and sit him down and say, "Look, you stupid!
Whoa!
This is a baseball game, and you don't just grab every ball hits in the dirt." I sat there and watched him. I sat up in the stands and I said, "He's throwing out 20 or 30 balls. If it hits the ground, they throw it to him. He just throws it out. He don't look at it. He don't rub it off. He just throws it out." I'm putting 37 of them back in play right now for the second game. The crew chief will be behind the plate. He won't throw out 4 balls of 5 all night. This is a joke. An absolute joke.
How about that?
And if you
good
want
job,
me to call
Ross.
Umpire development, I'll call him. But I...
What's crazy about how did somebody keep that? You know, that was the old day where you must have left it on a voice message and somehow somebody thought it was funny enough. I mean, to be able to have that, I mean, that's not a made-up thing. That's an actual call.
Oh, no, yeah.
So anyway, he was one of a kind.
His wife calls me every year to wish me a happy birthday.
He was one of a kind. We'll take a break now, Raj. Good job on finding that. I didn't think you'd ever be able to find that clip because we hadn't played that in forever. If you just joined the show, we got Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. I've been enjoying your commercials.
You're
doing all the golf stuff, and look at you.
Yeah, the short attention span commercials. No shot lasts more than a second and a half.
Every TV person is reading the Craig O'Neill instruction book for post-TV career, including Melinda Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she's reading and watching you. And
I should read her book.
This is Cher taking us to break. 80 years old today.
Oh, no.
Pretty darn impressive. Cher. Cher's 80. How old are you, Uski?
81.
Wow, you look great for 81, man. I'm telling you, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're in that.
Never had any work done? Maybe. we'll come back. We'll find out, too, for those who missed earlier, why Uski is here and where he's been. He's a Southerner now. A few more minutes with Craig O'Neill. Don't go away. Glad you're with us. 7:48.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday. And to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historical rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is celebrating Memorial Day, and we have the inventory. Come see the largest selection of grills, smokers, fire pits, and outdoor furniture in the state. Be the first to shop this summer's newest outdoor living collection. And during the Memorial Day weekend, check out our huge showroom and save on all things outdoor.
Setup and delivery are available.
We're here all day Memorial Day with cooking demos Saturday and Monday. Family owned and operated since 1920. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Benton. Shop local and feel the difference.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
They can't believe that dude.
Yeah, man. Doc, is this the guy? Is it the guy saying?
Ray Sawyer is the guy with the pat.
Is he the one who said that first line? Ago. Do you know?
Yes.
The beginning?
That's who that was.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know.
I don't know why I'm playing that.
That's
it's
great.
The thrill that'll get you when you get your picture
on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Of course, we did this not too long ago.
Oh, Tommy Bass. Hawk, let me tell them who we are.
Well, we're Little Rock DJ. We got golden voices, and we're heard all over the place.
Wow, it's gold.
We talk about this, and we talk about that, and sometimes it's in your face.
Come on.
We all love what we do, thanks to every one of you, and more thanks you'll get of mine. Is the thanks I will get you when we get our picture on the cover of the Arkansas Times. Wanna see our picture on the cover? Gotta get 5 copies for Bass Mother. Wanna see our old face on the cover of the Arkansas Times?
It's Representative RJ Hawk in there. And did we ever get on the cover of the Arkansas Times back then?
We got freaky and crazy, got cocaine hazy back before EM had jeans.
Yes, we did.
We would ride on women's boobies.
We could.
Oh, the things that we have seen.
Oh, howdy.
But we're all better now. Love to show you how. If it ain't too much a crime, like the crime that'll hit you if we can't get our picture on the cover of the Arkansas Times.
I think when they did it, we were on the cover of the Arkansas Times. Was that when we did the Bay Bracket?
I think so. We were getting in trouble back then. Of course, now you got AMP and AY Magazine, our friend Heather
Baker.
Yeah,
I can change
we're on the cover.
I can easily change.
No, you said back then it was a big deal to be on the cover of the Arkansas Times.
It was the thing. It was the thing.
Let's hit Craig's official open there, Roger. We're going to get a bonus time with Craig today and along with the Ski Lawrence.
I haven't mentioned Genesis yet, so I get bonus time.
Well, I've mentioned him a couple times, Trey.
Just a few. Let's see. Where is it? There it is.
Listen to this opening.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Went up there yesterday.
Did you?
So we taped a segment for Good Morning Arkansas on Channel 7, and they went to Genesis and allowed us to.
You see what he's driving out there in the parking lot?
Man.
It drives him.
But guys, I walked in and I saw three of the ugliest looking trucks out there. Somebody needs to redo those.
What are you talking about? What trucks?
Those things that says the buzz.
Oh, see, this is what got him banned.
Yeah, they need to be updated. They certainly do. By the way,
actually, you need to get your pictures put on it.
By the way, well, you know, that's not in our department. They don't ask us our opinions on that.
Well, if they want to ask an opinion, I'll give them
Thank you, Ski. We just got our ratings back, number one for our key demo. So
yeah,
it's not easy to get that for us to beat these music stations, so we're very appreciative. And
thank you. One-arm Eskimos between the ages of 28 and 40.
This station made me.
Listen to you.
Well, living here in Arkansas, I never really did.
I think everybody who used to listen, going back to what was those first years? Is that the late 90s when you were with Craig and Tommy? Yeah. And Tommy, I got a rare late text from him last night. And I texted him back early this morning. I knew he wasn't up. I just said, hey, listen, Ski's going to be on this morning with Craig. And Tommy's going to think he woke up in a time warp if he turns in and it's Craig and Ski together.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All right, so we got bonus time with Craig. Thanks to Genesis of Conway. And for those that heard the story, what Ski Lawrence is up to, we'll let him tell where he's at now. But we got to make sure he's still calling the hogs. And not some Crimson Tide crap.
Well, when I first called the hogs, Tommy got me on a stage and he goes, hey, Mr. New York, call the hogs. And I go, call the what? And somebody told me and I went, ooh, pig suey. And everybody started to laugh. And I go,
hey,
it's that, woo.
What you just said will be on the wall from now on. All right, 8 o'clock, don't go away.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's